Now, Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the encouragement that we have already received this morning in hearing from Chenny, in the praises to you that we have sung, in the prayers that we have offered. And we pray now as we come to hear your word that you will speak to us, challenge us, encourage us, and strengthen us to live for you and your glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we've gathered to meet for the first time our new CMS missionary, Chenny T. And it's great to have you with us, Chenny, as we've already said. And who we've already heard, in a few short months, will be heading to Japan with a big suitcase full of manga. Now, you can buy them there, so she's got room for other things. But as we gather today, it's not insignificant that we gathered on a day that follows the wholesale murder of so many in Paris. A day in which we are reminded that in the midst of life, we are in death. A day when we ask, is there any hope where there appears to be no hope? And as we gather on such a day, we remind ourselves of the great commission given to God's servants, one of whom we are making a fuss over today. Well, what then shall we say of Chenny? Well, firstly, she is a woman who has been called by God. But what exactly is it that she has been called to? To use the language of Paul to the church in Rome, verses 5 to 10, she has been called to belong to Jesus Christ. Paul writes in verses 5 and 6 of chapter 1, through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To put it another way, she has been called to be a Christian. The New Testament actually uses the term the called ones to describe Christians. So, for example, Jude says, to those who have been called, in writing to those who are Christian. Chenny has been called, and secondly, she has been called to be holy. The New Testament also tells us that those who have been called to belong to Jesus Christ have also been called to be conformed to his likeness. In Romans 8, the called ones are those who are to be conformed to the likeness of Christ. And in Romans 1:7, Paul writes, to all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people. In 1 Corinthians 1:2, he writes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All Christians, that is, all those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus, are called to be holy. They are to be those who are growing into the likeness of Christ. Our friend Chenny has been called to belong to Jesus Christ, and part of that calling is to be conformed to the likeness of Christ, growing to be like him more and more day by day. But thirdly, she has been called to a glorious hope that she told us about earlier. Ephesians 1:9, Christians are those who are called to a glorious hope. That throne room scene where many, many people are gathered around. They are those whose future is certain. They are those who will inherit eternal life. So friends, the call of Chenny is not just the call of those who offer for missionary service. Her call is your call, is my call. It is a call to belong to Jesus. It is a call to godly living. And it is a call to the great inheritance at the end of time. And this calling is a most wonderful privilege. It is no wonder then that Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica in 2 Thessalonians 1:11, "To this end we always pray for you that God may make you worthy of your call." Now some of you may be thinking, haven't you left something out? Hasn't Chenny been called to missionary service? Only in the sense that she has been called to live a godly Christian life, and part of that is having a concern for the lost. God has called all of us to proclaim the gospel to our world. It is the call of the Christian. It is why in our mission statement we declare that we exist to love people so they may see Christ, and reach people so they may know Christ, and send people so they may proclaim Christ. I'm glad Scott knows. Friends, the Bible does not speak anywhere of an inner calling to be a missionary, or a minister, or a landscape gardener, or anything else for that matter. No, our call, the call of God, is to be a Christian. So Chenny has been called by God to belong to him and to live the godly life. But next we see Chenny is a woman who will be calling others to repentance. She will be calling on others to call out to God. She will be calling on others because she is convinced of the words in Romans 10:9 that were read for us. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And verse 13, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What will Chenny's work be? In essence, it is just that, to call people to come into fellowship with God's Son. So, verse 13 again, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And then verse 14, how then, asked Paul, can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Chenny's task will be to speak the message of Jesus and to call people to repentance and faith. So Chenny, in all that you do, never lose sight of that task. As you start out on your missionary journey in Japan, as you work alongside other workers from KGK, as you have students and church members into your home, remember that you are to call people to call on the great name of the Lord Jesus and so to receive salvation. Friends, let me say that there is no higher calling. There is no greater privilege than that, than to speak the very words of God himself into a lost world. And as our world continues to come to terms with our fractured humanity, as it learns that we are not masters of our own destiny, as we mourn the loss of so many in Paris, remember this. There is no greater message that the world needs to hear than the words of hope held out in the Lord Jesus Christ. I suspect that at least for a few of us, even if just for a few fleeting moments, we might think, why go to Japan? Even for a linguist like Chenny, it is a hard language to learn. Why give up the creature comforts of Australia? Why cut yourself off from family and friends to go to a place with so few Christians, and where for someone to commit to Christ is a much bigger step than it ever is in this country? Why not just stay here where it is easier in so many ways? But no, we should never think like that. Chenny is a privileged woman. The cost may well be great, but the privilege is infinitely greater and the benefit. Chenny is a woman who has been called. She is a woman who will be calling others. And next, she is a woman who is being sent. Or to use the words of Paul in Romans 10, She is a woman who has beautiful feet. Unlike Scott, his feet are hairy. And her feet are beautiful, even when she takes her socks off on a hot day. Now, I reckon I can judge the size of people's feet pretty well. Maybe that's because I'm at the end of the spectrum with size 13. But I reckon Chenny's about a women's size, in the sneak, 8, 8.5. Correct. Well done. We haven't rehearsed this at all, have we, Chenny? Well, those 8.5 feet are beautiful in every way. Follow with me from Romans 10, verse 13 again. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. We are sending Chenny to bring good news into a world which experiences bad news. And so we say, how beautiful are your feet, and the rest of you as well. What a wonderful thing it is when people go to preach the message of Jesus Christ to the nations. For the hope of everyone hinges on that. You go to preach a message of life to the dead. You go to shine light where there is darkness. You go to bring mercy to a people under judgment. And as we think of you being sent, going with those beautiful feet, it reminds us that we have a partnership in the gospel. You are not on your own. You are not just someone who has received a personal call. No, you are one who is being sent out by the Church Missionary Society in partnership with your linked churches. This is not just some private affair between Chenny and God, where on a whim or even where someone says, I've been called. No, we are sending her along with others. And friends, as one of those churches doing the sending, let us remember our responsibility. We have a responsibility to pray, to care, to give, to write or to send emails, and maybe even go and visit if that is appropriate and convenient. So there are three things we can say about Chenny. She has been called not to missionary service, but to live the Christian life. She is one who will be calling others to repentance and faith. And she is one who is being sent to preach the word so that people can hear, believe, and call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Well, as Chenny goes as a sent one, what will be the measure of her success? It is this, how true she will be to her calling. That in your new role, Chenny, that you will be holy, that you will live a life worthy of your call, that despite all that may be going on around you, that you will live your life for Christ as you look forward to his return. You can have what many might see as success, but still be a failure because you are not living a godly life. You may for a time see little apparent fruit for your labour, but be a great success because in all that you do it for the glory of God, despite what growth he may or may not give. So remember, our dear sister, that godliness with contentment is great gain. When you might be prone to complain or struggle in relationships with other staff workers or long for a friend to pour your heart out to or think that your linked churches have forgotten you or you hear from missionaries in other places who seem to be doing it easier than you, press on, staying true to your call. And as John Chapman used to say, remember that the first 50 years are the hardest. And for the rest of us, let us remember that Chenny's specialness and privilege is ours as well. We all must live godly lives. Missionaries are not in a category all their own. All Christians are the called ones. So seek to live for Christ in all that you do, whether it be in Japan or Australia, whether it be on the mission field or at the mothers group, whether it be at the golf course or in the probus group, whether it be in the local church or in the workplace. Let us display the character of the one who called us, and let us call on others to repentance and faith. So, Chenny, remember your calling and grow in your love and obedience to your Lord and Saviour. Remember, too, your partnership in the gospel with us and your other linked churches. Remember that you are being sent to take the great message of Jesus forth. And so, as those sending, let us remember our calling. It is the same as that of Chenny. And so let us remember our responsibilities as those doing the sending, to pray, to give, to care, and to serve, whether here or elsewhere. Yes, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Amen.